On the Big Sports Breakfast, time to head to the track and get all the latest racing news with Sydney Morning Herald journo Adam Pengilly. If it's in or out, looking good in the trial, or off to the paddock for a spell, he'll have all the big news covered. Here's Adam with the boys.
And good morning to you, Adam. I tell you what, you've got some more new best friends after your tips yesterday, mate. Well done.
Thanks, Berkey. I was overdue. As TK said last week, you throw enough mud, eventually something will stick.
Something's got to stick.
That's all right. It was a, what, $2.50 and $10 chance?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad day yesterday, I must admit.
Good day, mate. Well done.
Good to have one of those.
Yeah, well done. Now, there's questions over whether New South Wales races implicated in Aquanita doping scandal after another day of fallout.
Yeah, this is the next step in this Aquanita scandal, Berkey, whether some of these races in question have been affected in New South Wales. Now, obviously, some of the text messages being published by the News Limited papers over the last couple of days have sort of hinted that potentially some races in New South Wales have been affected by these top-ups or milkshakes that these charged persons have allegedly used. And one of the races in question is the Vinery Stakes Machine one in 2012. So Racing New South Wales Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel said yesterday that he's awaiting a brief of evidence from Racing Victoria where the stewards up here will start their own investigation. He's obviously been keeping in contact with Racing Victoria stewards over the last few weeks about that, and they've sort of hinted to him that they'll be able to provide him with some more information later in the week. So I'd expect a investigation to probably start up here in New South Wales later in the week. We obviously heard some comments yesterday from Mick Price, who was very forthright by saying that 99% of the industry he thinks is basically clean. And if these persons that are charged over these offences are proven to be guilty, there should be some pretty harsh punishments dealt out. So we'll see what comes of that. But obviously, looks like it's going to infiltrate New South Wales in the next few days.
The thing that I'm really amazed about it all is when you want to cheat, fair dinkum, how dumb can you be?
Yeah,
really?
Okay.
Can you be?
Yeah, it's not the greatest way to try and pull out the law, is it? But, TK, this would have all been avoided if the text messages on that phone had been deleted over the last 7 or 8 years, and then the stewards probably wouldn't have had too much evidence to go on.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they say the dumb criminals are in jail and the smart ones are all outside. But I can tell you what, they're fairly crowded in there. mate, are we any wiser at Winx going forward to the Chippy Norton's rivals?
Yeah, just a bit of news yesterday, TK. This Chippy Norton field looks like it's going to be very, very skinny next week. Winx is probably not going to have too many rivals at all. Obviously, when it first came out that Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman were thinking about bringing Bonneville over to take her on in the Chippy Norton, they've since decided against doing that. And then yesterday, James Cummings from Godolphin confirmed that Hartnell more than likely would stay in Melbourne. He's going to run in the Peter Young this week and then tackle the Australian Cup next. So both of those trainers have sort of floated the prospect of coming to Sydney to take on Winx in the Chippy Norton, but both of them have thought better of it. So reading between the lines, I think we're going to be in for a very, very skinny field next week for the Chippy Norton Stakes, and Winx will go around at $10, $15, something like that, and be extremely hard to beat.
Now, Blake Shin's going to sit a little bit on the sidelines.
He's had a pretty eventful week, hasn't he, Berkey? Obviously, he got cleared in the inquiry from that Star Sensation ride going back a few months earlier this week, and then yesterday he fell foul of the stewards by not riding out the long odds on favourite Dandy when it was beaten into third by Buttery Knight. He's only beaten the nose, and stewards charged him over failing to ride that mount out to the line. He suggested if he did ride that mount out to the line, he could have sort of got second place. And Blake has been suspended for 2 weeks. He's going to miss a couple of really big Group 1 meetings. He's going to miss that Chippy Norton meeting on Saturday week, as well as the Renwick Guineas. So it's a pretty costly suspension for Blake. He's got the right to appeal, obviously. I'd imagine he'd probably look at pursuing that avenue. But, yeah, not great news for Blake after a pretty turbulent few days.
Good on you, Adam. Any tips today, or are you just resting on your laurels, mate?
I must admit, TK, I haven't done the floor much for today, so I'm concentrating on the weekend. So I have some tips tomorrow.
No, just rest on your laurels, mate. Well done yesterday. Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, guys.